This time I will talk about data-driven MHD simulation, essentially using with HMI vector magnetic field. The author, myself, and a lot of Stanford folks, and I would like to specifically thanks to Pete Shank to providing the table for VM code. I asked him to the co-authorship, but by the end of the deadline, I didn't get approval. So, but I would like to add his name here with special thanks. So the purpose of 3D time-dependent data-driven MHD simulation for the active region is, and the background is, essentially the all cause of coronal phenomena might have passed through the photosphere. So we have a lot of photospheric observation data. So in principle, we can simulate the three-dimensional time-dependent evolution of coronal phenomena, especially active regions, by giving the boundary, time-dependent boundary data based upon observations. So in similar context, generally for in MHD cases, it is pretty hard to directly manipulate the surface magnetic field. So usually we choose the electric field or surface velocity to manipulate the system to drive the system. In this context, there are many studies, probably for velocity-driven, plasma motion-driven model. Presumably the first one is traced back to the Rubin and Nakagawa in early 1974, then recently there are many more sophisticated progress both in velocity-driven model and electric field-driven model. And there are full MHD simulation which make use of these data boundary data. Of course, there is a lot of magnet friction model approaches. So the input data for this presentation, I use the HMI three component magnetic field data for active region 11158. And the HMI data pipeline with help from HAO for the Stokes inversion and disambiguation from Cora and active region recognition software from JPA McTamar. So, essentially, the all data I use here is identified as this string at the JSOC data pipeline, JSOC website, so you can take the identically same data that I use. So for this simulation, I just use the, actually this is almost 6 days length of data for one specific active region, but out of which I use only the 16 hours, which means essentially the 80 data layer of 12 minutes cadence. So for this talk, I prepared, I carry out three data-driven simulations. First one is solar surface plasma flow will drive the system, and of course, V's velocity came from Dave for Vn. And actually, the second one is electric field, which is calculated from the gradient of scalar, which is the solution of Poisson equation with source term of temporal variation of Bz. And the thirdly, for the supplemental, because the Dave for Vm gives a V, and we have a observation data B, so we also can calculate the electric field from the Dave for Vm. Actually, this is a somehow intermediate product inside the Dave for Vm. So we have a three driver, a surface driver to start the simulation. So this is a visualization demonstration of HMI vector data. So each brown line shows vector magnetic field at each pixel, at each instance of 12 minutes cadence. So this is a movie for the five days, but I just use 16 hours out of it. And then, no. Oh yeah, And the second one is similar one, but from different kind of visualization. What I want, so in this movie, you can see that the sunspot or a dark place is decorated with a false height. It's actually the density, function of density, and there is no observational or analytical basis. But for start simulation, we assume the somehow very flat plane to, you know, as to apply the observation data for the start simulation. But the reality is there are presumably observed quantity have a lot of, you know, some places very low, some places high, and formation height also does matter. But at this moment, I just neglect these factors, just simply assume there's only one plain, flat, bottom boundary. So that, this is some matrix. But the original HMI data is approximately 350 or 60 kilometers on the photosphere. But it's quite painful to calculate with this same resolution. It's computationally very expensive, so I revin the 2x2. And I provisional test 4x4 revinning. It's very diffusive, so I just abandon this one. So at this time, I show the simulation result with 2K, 2x2 revinning. So the initial value, we have a lot, we have many choice to start the simulation at the initial value. First one is vertical field or a null field, and the second one is potential field, and the third one is linear or a non-linear force-free field. At this time, I use the potential field as the initial values, and this is the three choice surface drivers. And some supplemental info are MIMEHD code is Godanoff TVD mask power collection PT standard one. And one thing is presumably I have to mention is for this study, I set the density is pretty high number, which is because the two reasons. One is we don't have a good, you know, density distribution maps. And the second one is main purpose is to mitigate the computational pain. If we apply, for example, 8 power of 10, I mean the very typical number density in solar corona, the Alphen velocity become almost the speed of light, which is totally unfeasible to calculate and unphysical. So for this, I just choose somehow moderately high number, which makes the fastest magneto-acoustic wave is about the order of 1,000 kilometers per second, which in this case we can afford to compute, you know, carry out the simulation. So this is a day for VM. So the left columnmost, the leftmost column shows the input, I mean the HMI observation data, Z component, Y and X. And this is a observation, this is just a difference of this left column images. Then with these two inputs, the day before VM essentially calculates the velocity, which have you know, minimum residual between the induction equation. So this tool is used to drive the simulation system. So this is subalbumic boundary treatment. When we calculate the active regions, we have essentially the Cartesian, which have six boundary box, all of which are subalbumic. So in this case, we need some specific care, otherwise computationally very unstable or some false noise out of the computation domain, mainly from the ghost set or extrapolation come in. So to get rid of such physical waves, we apply the, there are a lot of methods. I chose the method of normal projected characteristics, and Nakagawa Wu, especially ST developed this method to usable by general public. So this is a simulation result and view from almost the vertical direction. So this is a day before VM driven MHD simulation. But you can see that, I don't know if it's clear, you can see that some positive polarity move upward. There is some, you know, molten, excuse me, some motion expanding out of the sunspot. And if you see the quiet, I mean the weak field region in some fluctuation, you can see that. And also starting with the potential field, with shear motion and some vertical motion, everything is put in. So there is some non-linearity is growing up. And the second simulation, this is electric field driven, but with the wave for VM by the intermediate product one. We also see the magnetic field is changing, and with the field line distorted in the various ways. And the third one, the last one, this is a horizontal, this is a electric field. This is driven by the electric field, which calculates from only BZ component, which means in this simulation, essentially, we don't use the horizontal component BX and BY, just simply we're using the BZ component, which means before the HMI or any magnetogram observation, technically people can do this simulation. So this is just for reference. So the comparing the three cases, so this is the AIA's 193 images. The size doesn't agree, it's very manually challenging. You can see that there is some large surrounding field structure, which you can see, and some twist horizontally elongated structure here. The one noticeable point among these three simulation cases is in velocity-driven model, you can see that this positive polarity and here negative polarity, the magnetic field connectivity is preserved during the 16 hours, actually it's a 10 hours simulation, so which is, you can see the AIA image. But interestingly, electric field-driven two models, the magnetic field connectivity starting from this positive sunspot essentially disappeared. You know, from this blue positive sunspot, the field is totally open up, and we totally lose the connectivity with the rest of the system. This is another. So it seems like that plasma velocity-driven model is better, but electric field-driven model also have a good job. This is a this is a density. The blue and red one is the magnetic field polarity on surface. But near the center, this is the white one means the density. The simulated density is gathering because of the nonlinear interactions, and the field plasma it makes some condensation mainly along the neutral line. You can see here, and very, very faint one here, because the density condensation can be traced only by the time-dependent MHD simulation by tracing the history of the subalbanic system. So this shows some one kind of merit of MHD simulation. And another merit of electric field-driven simulation is essentially we can start with zero field. I mean that the initial value, this is the case, the simulation starting with no magnetic field. If the plasma velocity-driven model, however hard we manipulate the surface magnet plasma motion, no magnetic field should come. So such magnetic field emergence can be only retrieved with the electric field driven model. So this is some demonstration purposes example. So the summary, electric field driven boundary seems better for the first phase of emerging site. And then the plasma velocity driven seems better for somehow matured phase. I don't know matured phase is good English. After some magnetic emergence, make some good shape of sunspot. Then later, shear motion or cancellation or other motion, surface apparent motion does matter for trigger the flare or other mechanism. So at that stage, velocity driven may be better. So we have two choice, both of which is good for simulation depending upon the purpose of or some target features we want to retrieve. So, and more things, and a lot of freedom. MHD require density and temperature to start the simulations. For magnetic field quantity, we can get some. But this is very, freedom is always good, but too much for very MHD simulations. And also the nonlinear force free is a good candidate for starting the simulations. And the diffusivity, and so just lastly, we want to say that there's some caveat and some difficulty, and one of the effort is a CGM led by George Fisher, which we, in combination with many other people, we can improve some difficulty. And lastly, I would like to emphasize that essentially solving the inverse problem of induction equation is not well posed problem unless we have especially the vertical structure of BZ component is strongly desired. Without it, essentially we always have to give some assumption and get some answer. So there is a lot of uncertainty. So the observation presumably, I don't know, the ATST, simultaneous different wavelength observation or some other sophisticated modern observation will give this quantity to, give unique solutions for the simulation problems. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Questions in the back there?
Those are nice results. I'm curious about the difference between driving with velocity versus electric field, both from DAFE for VM. Those are both, physically, those should be the same.
Oh, yeah.
But is it just the implementation of the boundary conditions or something?
So the one thing is that DAFE for VM give three components of plasma motion, right? So the ideally, yes, it should be the same. The problem is when the DAFE for VM give the upward flow, essentially, the below the bottom boundary, we don't have any physics information. So when the DAFE for at the pixel and at the moment, when the DAFE for VM give the answer was upward motion, the answer become gradually different from the original observation. So essentially, so there's some residual, and there's many cases at which the answer, the observation data and E-driven and V-driven, or both three become some different ways to retrieve. So the one thing I'd like I skip is, here it is,
Is this why you're saying you need the vertical gradient of B?
So ideally, currently the DAFE for VM try to minimize the difference and the discrepancy in the induction equation. It's not always zero. So as time goes, the answer becomes slightly different. I think this is almost always common for all inverse, some.
Thank you.